Good afternoon, I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. There's still no clear winner in the presidential race, though Democrat Joe Biden currently holds the lead in several states that have still not been called. Top Republican officials in Georgia say they are confident the Secretary of State will ensure that ballots are properly counted. Hurricane hunters have resumed flights into Tropical Depression Eta today over the Northwest Caribbean. It's on track to strengthen and approach South Florida late Sunday, then move into the Gulf of Mexico early next week. Meteorologist Megan Borowski says regardless of Eta's eventual track and strength, heavy rain and flooding are the primary hazards.
Parts of Southeast Florida could receive 6 to 10 inches of rain over the next 4 days, and flood watches are in effect from Miami to West Palm Beach. Tropical storm conditions are possible in the Florida Keys and parts of Southwest Florida, but this is more dependent on the eventual track and strength of the storm.
Borowski says all Floridians, even residents of the Tampa Bay area, should monitor the progress of Eta. It is likely to slow down over the eastern Gulf of Mexico by the middle of next week. The University of South Florida has suspended activist organization Students for a Democratic Society for violating its policy on face-to-face events amid the COVID-19 pandemic. But WMNF's Daniel Figueroa IV reports the group's members say this is the university attempting to suppress their voices.
For Taylor Cook, a member of USF's Students for a Democratic Society, or SDS, too much is at stake in the world to sit by.
We're in like a pretty important political climate right now where we can't just stop having events. It's a really important time to be organizing right now.
Since returning to campus, SDS has held face-to-face events mostly off campus to protest police killings of black people, budget cuts at USF, and demonstrations surrounding the election. Cook said all of those events followed CDC guidelines for mitigating the spread of COVID-19.
We have a lot of events outside. We ask people to social distance. We bring extra masks to all of our events just in case someone comes and they don't have a mask. And if they do and they're not wearing it, we ask them to please wear it. We pass out hand sanitizer frequently.
But USF's Dean of Students, Danielle McDonald, said it doesn't matter what the organization does. The university's rules are clear.
They are violating our restrictions that are put in place for the health and safety of the campus of having events.
The organization is currently under interim suspension stemming from an event it held on October 5th on Fowler Ave and 50th Street near the campus. The event was part of the organization's Chop the Top initiative, asking for the university police and top administrators to take pay cuts instead of laying off employees and closing the College of Education. Despite the suspension, Cook said SDS remains committed to its goals.
USF needs to hear that and understand that, that teachers are important, that workers are important, that we have to keep pushing on. Whether USF wants to repress us or not, we want USF to put people over profit. And that's exactly what we're going to make them do.
SDS planned to call an event to Dean McDonald's office Friday, urging the university to drop the charges. McDonald said she supports activism like the call-in.
I think that you can be activist and that you can express that without having events and without compromising the health and safety of our community.
SDS is currently prohibited from activity until a formal hearing scheduled for the end of the semester. McDonald said the timing is due to caseloads, but Cook said she doesn't believe it.
I definitely think that they did that to suppress us.
Cook alleged the university is being hypocritical because it allowed right-wing personality Caitlin Bennett to come on campus and interview students last month. McDonald, though, said the controversial visit didn't violate the school's event policy.
Caitlin Bennett did not advertise her coming to campus. She did not invite the community to come to it, and that's why her appearance was not considered an event. When an organization publicizes something on social media and invites other people to attend, that's when it hits the event definition.
McDonald said the university is committed to a tradition of supporting speech and discourse, but has to be content neutral and consistent in its policies. It doesn't matter what your organization represents, she said, so long as it follows guidelines.
These are different times in terms of making sure that our community is safe, and the way that we've had to do that is by creating restrictions and policies right now that we apply consistently to all student organizations.
Cook said if the university continues to have in-person classes, sporting events, and for-profit activities, she's not buying it.
I don't think USF cares about the student safety. I think USF cares about making money.
For WMNF News, I'm Daniel Figueroa IV.
Here's the weather in the Tampa Bay area. Tonight, partly cloudy, overnight lows in the low 70s. Tomorrow, windy and hot with a slight chance of a rain shower, highs in the high 80s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on WMNF.org, and on the WMNF app. Have a great weekend and wear a mask.